We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. S&S Repair in Sterling reminds our listeners, safe driving isn't child's play. Safety behind the wheel starts with you, and part of that means not talking on your cell phone or only using a hands-free device while driving. That's from S&S Repair, where service is more than a word, it's a fact. A fact based on automotive expertise, backed by the right equipment and proven by customers who won't trust their cars to anyone else. Located at 115 Broadway Street in Sterling. Call Ken at 970-526-2668. Specializing in electrical and auto service and general auto repair.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with this morning is Friday morning. We have Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief, and lots of exciting things are going on today, and much of it is designed to confuse the American people. We are in a transition time from the America that we knew to this new society that is going to, I believe, develop as a result of the financial crisis that's taking place today. And I do not believe this financial crisis just happened by accidents or by incompetence or nobody had any idea or there weren't enough regulations. Oh, my goodness, if we just had regulations out there. They had plenty of regulations. They specifically refused to utilize those regulations. People who wanted to do what was right and stop the predatory lending practices that they knew would eventually destroy our financial system were blocked at every turn. But we can't let the American people know that. We've just got to let them believe it's just all a matter of incompetence. Aw, shucks, but we're going to come up with new regulations. We're going to get through this. We're going to come out stronger. And no, we're going to come out, I fear, a different America, unless, of course, God intervenes and there's a certain turning back to God and revival. But you don't want to hear me talk this morning. You want to hear Joel Skousen, because he's got a fascinating story to tell us as part of the World Affairs Brief. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's always good to be with you. In light of your introduction, you know, there are, it's important for people to understand the difference between proper regulation and improper regulation. There is, of course, much concern in the conservative community about government getting in and improperly regulating things that it shouldn't. But regulation that prohibits fraud is the essential kind of regulation. And one of the most important ones of those that is truly regulatory, because it is an a priori, meaning use of law, that is, that you have to intervene before something happens. And, you know, we don't like that kind of law unless it's absolutely necessary. But in the case of imminent threat, that's an a priori law. In drunk driving, for example, you can stop somebody before they actually kill somebody when they're an imminent threat. And when we're talking about securities, this is also an appropriate place for regulation, because someone is promising to pay something. And essentially, it is part of the government duties to make sure that they have the ability to pay those promises. Now, it isn't quite as simple as that, because, in fact, you can't make money if you keep 100% of everything locked in a vault that you're going to pay back. Then there's no way to make money on that, and there's no incentive to safeguard people's money in a vault. So when we deal with banking, we allow banks to lend out that money at a profit so that they don't have to charge us huge sums for safeguarding our money. I mean, if it were strictly a vault bank type system, you'd have to pay the banks considerable sums to keep your money safe the whole time, rather than earning interest on it. You would have to pay for those services. So that's kind of the trade-off. But banks used to loan out money with requirements of collateral, so that if the banks or the loan went bad, they could foreclose on the collateral and still safeguard at least the majority of people's money that was in the bank. Then enters the insurance game, and that's what we're dealing with, and that's where, in large part, we have, it's much bigger, frankly, Dr. Stan, than the bad mortgages. And I don't call them predatory mortgages so much. There are a few of those, but most of this was, in fact, government inducing lenders with almost free money, inducing lenders to go out and lend to people. And if they were going to make money in this burgeoning mortgage market, they had to go find new buyers. And so it was the lessening of the criteria for what makes a good buyer to lure in more buyers, that in fact, people said, we'll loan you money with no money down, and we'll loan you money with bad credit. And they did loan the money, but the government induced those loans by offering the money cheaply to these new sets of mortgage brokers. In other words, our government induced people to go out and find ever more buyers. And we simply, the scheme collapsed when the numbers of even marginally qualified buyers dried up. And when you can't keep the thing going, then things start to revert back to reality.
Well, yes, it was a gigantic Ponzi scheme, and the government had the ability to intervene, but it was the government that was actually promoting this Ponzi scheme.
Well, this truly isn't a Ponzi scheme like insurance is. Someone wasn't taking somebody's money and promising to pay back, and in fact not keeping any of the money to pay back. That's what a Ponzi scheme is, but this was in fact government creating credit and flooding the market with however much money these mortgage brokers could push out the door. They would buy back the mortgages, and it was Fannie Mae that was reducing their criteria so that they could buy back and package mortgages. And then, of course, as you mentioned before, you had the collusion, and it's outright conspiracy and collusion of the rating agencies who were in bed with these people. They were making their fees, by increasing the ratings of them, actually falsely rating these things. And to that extent, I think that was a portion of a pyramid, in the sense that investors were induced to buy these packaged mortgages based upon these false ratings. But the biggest of all the Ponzi schemes, and truly is a Ponzi scheme, is the derivatives market. Here you have people selling bets or insurance policies on these debt packages, selling the insurance, collecting premiums, and keeping zero reserves to pay them back. That truly is a Ponzi scheme, because it's just as bad as Madoff. I mean, but 100 times bigger. And AIG is at the base of it. 71 million customers of AIG. That means they have 71 million policies that they are obligated to pay out on, and they don't have but $6 billion in their pockets. I mean, this is just ludicrous. This is a true Ponzi scheme. And when we find out, how bad this thing is, the AIG mortgage or a bonus thing is going to pale by comparison.
We will be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble because they haven't even given you any idea how much money AIG really owes. Well, actually, you owe now because you've taken it on.
Office or commercial space for rent. Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Joel Skousen, and we're going to be talking about the AIG bonuses today. And anyway, you pick up the story.
Well, we're talking about the horrors of the Ponzi scheme of AIG, and it is the conduit, as you've made a point yesterday, is the conduit for the bailout to these various insider banks who happen to be, I believe, the actual owners of the Federal Reserve. And so the Federal Reserve is just churning out money using AIG as a conduit. And, you know, with 71 million counterparties to these contracts, these derivative contracts, amounting in the trillions of dollars, Dr. Stan, you know, the pension fund owners and the cities and municipalities that have been induced to get high returns by investing in these derivatives, which are supposed to guarantee a lot of their toxic mortgages that they took on, have a legitimate reason to complain if AIG is taking this public bailout money and all and giving it only to their fellow insiders and not paying off the defaulting derivatives of people you know, closer to the real economy. And that's why I'm against these bailouts. If you were going to bail out, you should bail out the pension funds directly, not through AIG, which allows them to, in essence, siphon up the money on behalf of others. But the big story, of course, this week has been the outrage over AIG paying $165 million in bonuses to these people. And it's a big story because it's not just the AIG that's in trouble over this bailout. It's the bailout for these bonuses. It's the bailout itself that's suddenly becoming so tainted. In fact, it's doubtful in the present climate that anybody could even give another bailout to AIG, and they've had the majority of the bailouts, $185 billion so far. And that means AIG is toast. If they can't get any more bailout money to AIG, there's trillions in derivative bets that are going to collapse, and they're going to collapse. They should collapse, actually, because these were just bad bets, and you know, there's no reason why the taxpayers ought to make up for the fact that AIG didn't have any reserves to pay these things off. A true Ponzi scheme of gigantic proportions. You know, if Bernie Madoff ought to be going to jail, so should the entire executive staff of AIG should be going to jail. And so should the people who, you know, sold these derivative contracts. That means Goldman Sachs and all those executives. The very people that are running our government, Robert Rubin on down, ought to be going to jail for these things. The trouble is, they specifically exempted themselves in law from regulation through their fellow insiders, including Larry Summers was part of this, and he's now decrying this whole derivatives thing, that he was one of those who fought to make sure that derivatives were not covered by insurance law that required substantial reserves. I mean, this is an incredible piece of circular merry-go-round of insiders replacing other insiders, and one guy playing good cop, the other guy playing bad cop. This is just an incredible story, Dr. Stan.
Well, you know, the thing that really bothers me is I think the average individual has accepted the lie, these organizations are too big to go down. I mean, AIG, if it went down, it would pull down the whole financial house of cards along with it. And the same thing for Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and the others. But when you stop and contemplate the amount of derivatives are out there, and I don't know whether it's 700 a trillion or a quadrillion, or some people say it's more than that. But since we've accepted the taxpayers are going to have, basically the government is going to have to create the money out of nothing to cover all these derivatives, you're talking the only solution is the destruction of the value of our currency. Simply print money and print money and print money and destroy the value of everything that every American has is the only solution. I think that these banks are not too big to fall. I think that they're too big to sustain, and we ought to let them fall, either that or we destroy the value of our currency. That's what this whole issue is about, and nobody's talking about it.
Absolutely right, Dr. Stan. In other words, there are hidden ways of at least postponing the reckoning, and one of those has always been deficit spending, because you don't tax people, therefore the reckoning, the bill doesn't come to the taxpayers even in their lifetime. And when you go back to complain, when all of a sudden, you know, you're paying for a huge tax bill, those people in Congress have long since retired and are sometimes dead. And the people currently in government say, well, we weren't responsible. We inherited this from someone else. And in this particular case, you're talking about postponing the reckoning of this reckless printing of money until all of a sudden hyperinflation starts to hit. And we've suddenly turned a corner on that, Dr. Stan, with the Treasury announcement that it was going to, the Federal Reserve was going to start buying up Treasury debt. Was an indication to the market that, the jig's up. There isn't enough foreign buyers of Treasury debt now to cover this, and the Fed is going to have to start to print money. That was negative news for the dollar. The dollar's plummeting now against the yen and the euro. The euro is soaring now, and it's something that should have happened months ago, but there was no place else to go, and the euro itself was weak. But now the dollar's really showing weakness now when the Fed has run out of buyers for the debt and is having to monetize the debt by buying it itself, which means it has to create the currency to do so.
And you see that reflected in the price of gold and silver just this past week, as it's already gone up considerably.
And it can go up a lot, lot further.
Right.
So, you know, the basic problem that we're dealing with, you know, and you mentioned, Dr. Stan, that we're finally turning the corner, and, you know, I've echoed that remark. But, in fact, you know, the corner was turned a long time ago. The government was essentially bankrupt even years ago, and we have been living, I used to use this term in my World Affairs brief, we're living under the illusions of peace and prosperity. And that is, it's all been an illusion, because you cover the actual true financial state by deficit spending and by monetary creation. And this thing can be, in a huge economy like the United States and the world economy, can be hidden for many years. But the seeds of our destruction that long ago been planted and were only starting to sprout now and show, and I don't think there's any going back. There's just no way when you can go back, even if you decided to do you know, tighten your belt and free marketing, there's just no way that you can, in any of our lifetimes, pay off the kinds of debts and obligations that the trillions, the 53 or 65, depending how you figure it, trillions that our government has spent up of money. It amounts to about $400,000 for everybody in the United States. We don't have that money, never will. And so we're bankrupt. It's been that way for quite a few years. It's just getting worse now. And as I've said before in your program, I think it's essential for people to understand the reason why they don't care, the reason why they are still spending with abandon, they're still giving foreign aid, of which we have no business giving any aid to anyone, is that they intend for war to wipe all these things off the page. We're going to see nuclear war, throw down all the electricity, all the computers, and our leaders are going to come out of their bunkers that they're building as we speak and say, oh, the Russians deceived us, the Chinese deceived us. We didn't know. They'll claim ignorance just like 9/11. But I'll tell you, they will say, our financial system has collapsed. We're going to have to start a new world order and begin anew. And that's what they've got in store for us. And the American people don't have a clue.
And you're so right, Joel. The thing is that the idea that, this is just a downturn, and if it's going to come back again. I heard Barack Obama on the Jay Leno program. We're going to come out this stronger than we ever were before, and we're going to have more jobs and more production. And he knows that's not true. He knows the plan is to shift our production and our manufacturing to overseas. He knows that the plan is to impoverish our people and to destroy our society. And as you say, there's no way to go back. The America we knew, the illusion we knew, is gone forever. And it's time somebody started telling the American people exactly what has happened and what the future holds. And you're so right. Everything has been the illusion of prosperity. And they did it by creating money out of nothing, leveraging money 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, 40 times, creating credit. There was all sorts of money there, only there was no money there. It was all the illusion of credit. But go right ahead.
And the entire illusion of prosperity is built by having so much access to credit that everybody could buy and invest and leverage their own income many times over, and it made it appear as if the economy was much stronger, much robust. What people are seeing right now, today, is the reality of what our economy is. This is the real economy, what we're experiencing right now. It should not differ. It should not recover. It would not be good to recover back to a debt-based economy. We need to get used to the fact that this is the amount of buying power that people have, and this is what we ought to learn to live with, within our means. And it would mean slower growth, much slower growth, but much more stable growth. But unfortunately, as I've said, it can't stay stable like this because there's still way too many jobs out there that cannot be sustained at the present wage rates. And wages must fall, incomes must fall, and people have to start to revert. Now, I am strongly of a belief that we're not going to come out of this in a good way. That doesn't mean that everyone's going to lose their jobs. But eventually, it's going to lead to war, and war will be very destructive, especially if it's nuclear. And I believe that in the few remaining years that we have that are good, that we ought to begin to prepare for the worst. And it's one thing to continue to fight, as you and I are both doing, and but to continue to fight with the illusion that we might win would be foolish. When we see the dark storm clouds ahead, we ought to be preparing so that we can survive even those worst times that war and social unrest, especially in the California basins, will bring upon those areas in which you live in a sea of humanity. I mean, literally, I have to sound the warning that there is great danger in living in a sea of millions of people. When there are no longer any public or private services, there will be complete chaos. And that's why people have to prepare to be out of those areas when those things come down. And I realize that's a very dire warning. But it's one thing to warn about the evils of government. It's another thing to warn about the consequences when those evils of government finally collapse. And even though they will still have ways to maintain power, no power on earth can stop social unrest from descending upon these high-density urban populations if and when the infrastructure goes down through an electromagnetic pulse followed by nuclear strikes, which certainly will hit along all of the military-industrial complex on the West Coast and the East Coast and several cities on the main part of the United States. So that's not good news, but as I'm saying, there still is time for people to prepare if they heed my warning. And that's what I feel impelled to tell people, that it's not just AIG. It's not just becoming economic tobacco. Nations do not die economically. People still work at a survival level. Nations die because they lose the moral courage and vision to see the threats that are before their very eyes. And they lose the ability to believe people like you and I who are warning them. And then they fall subject to this great, you know, cataclysmic events when they happen. But there's still time to prepare alternative and contingency plans without bailing out of the economy. People can, you know, develop alternative places to live with friends and families in other areas that are not high-density population areas. In fact, I wrote a major book called Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, specifically because in my analysis I felt this was necessary for people to understand where real security lies, and it resides in rural communities outside of states like California, which, you know, have a very big brother mentality, as you know. And it's not easy. I mean, this is not something that everybody can easily do, but with the inspiration that they can seek for it, they can find ways to secure their future as best as possible when tough times come upon us.
Amen. I certainly agree with you. Well, I think that it's important that we're out of time. Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen, right here at the American Freedom Network. You may not like to hear the message, but you've got to hear it. You've got to make preparations for yourself and for your family.
Maverick Coil Tubing Service at 12701 Energy Road in Fort Morgan reminds parents, take the time to stress traffic safety to your children. Put emphasis on the basic safety rules. For instance, look both ways twice before crossing the street and never try to outrun a car, even if you think you can beat it across before the car gets to you. Remember, children, you should be seen and not hurt. That's from Maverick Coil Tubing, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Maverick Coil Tubing Service in Fort Morgan.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. Joel, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to your newsletter and, of course, how they can get a copy, understand what it's all about, and hopefully learn, as I do every morning, to go to your website, World Affairs Brief, excellent summary of what's really going on and the important issues, so that you don't have to just get up on the web and go from site to site. And you have your staff up there early in the morning, actually, laying out all the articles for the day, don't you?
That's correct. I'm amazed at how my main researcher must stay up till 2 and 3 in the morning putting news sites up there. The important point about the worldaffairsbrief.com, which is my main website, is that besides sending these news articles to me, they post the news articles to the website free of charge for everyone to see, and they're pre-filtered by my very able volunteer staff, which is able to, we've worked out a pattern of being able to see what's disinformation and what isn't, and so they post the best of the news stories to my website, even though they still come from almost completely establishment sources, so you at least get a pretty good look at things that are the best of what's in the conventional news, and then I take those every day and synthesize them and add to them my own analysis, and I add back things that aren't from mainstream news sources to give you the World Affairs Brief each week. It comes out Friday. It'll be coming out today in a few hours. But, one of the other purposes, by the way, I might say that people can get a free sample issue of the World Affairs Brief by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if they forget how to do that, it tells them how to do that on the front page of the website, worldaffairsbrief.com. But one of the most important features and why a lot of people subscribe year after year to my newsletter is because, since I'm one of the few analysts out there who is tracking the road to war with Russia and China, my newsletter acts to them as kind of a safety alert, that is, to tap into my expertise, who's going to be watching this very carefully, watching for the trigger events that will lead to war, so that people have some kind of heads up when this thing coming, especially if people who live in the Los Angeles basin of the Seattle area who are my subscribers, they want to know when to initiate their contingency plans to get out of town. And I do intend to fully provide that service. Nobody is going to be on the air after these strikes occur, and the internet's going to be down, and the radio waves are going to be down, so people need to prepare and be ready to move before this happened. Otherwise, in fact, one of the main things that I tell clients when I consult with them about nuclear preparation for war is that if ever you're driving around or at your home and all the electricity goes out and you turn on the radio and the radio stations are down and you turn on the television and the television station, now you know we've just been hit with an EMP strike, and you have about 30 minutes at the maximum, 20 to 30 minutes, to get to your preparations before nuclear weapons start to fall. And that's a very important thing to understand, is that EMP strike is planned to precede actual nuclear strikes, and it's important that your family members know, that's not much warning. It is enough warning to get inside a basement building and stay there and not to be out where one could be exposed to these problems.
Well, it's not a nice thing to contemplate, but if you don't make plans, why, you're not going to survive. This is the tragedy, and as we buy fire insurance, as we buy health insurance, as we buy automobile insurance, in case there's a problem, we should also begin preparing for the very real threat that lies ahead. But go right ahead, Joel.
Well, going back to the AIG problem, it's interesting that President Obama played the same game that George Bush did by saying, well, stop blaming everybody. I'm taking the whole blame for this. That kind of a mea culpa is absolutely worthless, because it's so easy for a person to say, I'm taking the blame, when there's no consequences. You can't put the president in jail for this stuff. And so by taking the blame upon himself when there are no consequences, he's essentially diverting the blame from the real guilty parties, And one of those is Timothy Geithner, who is the head of the U.S. Treasury. As head of the New York Federal Reserve Bank, he's the one who started this AIG process. He's part of the conspiracy of funneling money through his buddies at AIG. And the government, through the, it was actually the Treasury Department that put in Liddy, you know, the current CEO of AIG, and it was the Treasury Department that leaned on Senator Chris Dodd, who was, in fact, put the wording in the legislation exempting these very bonuses, of which the world is outraged, exempting these bonuses from the limitations on executive pay that was passed as part of this bailout package.
And, Christopher, when Dodd was, you know, asked why you did it, he said, well, I was forced to. The Secretary of the Treasury Department leaned on me. Well, who was the Secretary of the Treasury? Well, before, of course, it was Henry Paulson, who came from Goldman Sachs, and, you know, basically, of course, the money is going through AIG to Goldman Sachs. Is that a conflict of interest? Of course, it's a conflict
of
interest.
Absolutely. I mean, this is just all, you know, we put people in jail for insider trading. I mean, these people all ought to be in prison. You know, and then now you have government-controlled mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac paying six-figure bonuses to retain executives, quote, the best and the brightest. And as one pundit said, well, if these are the best and the brightest, give me the dummies, because they couldn't have done any worse.
And I think that's really so accurate. I mean, these people should all be fired. They're obviously incompetent. Either that, they're dishonest, or they've made billions of dollars. Henry Paulson had $800 million he made as working for Goldman Sachs. You don't make that amount of money, honestly. And, of course, as Secretary of the Treasury, he fomented so much of what's going on today. And when he promised the American people that the TARP funds, released last October 3rd, would be going to Main Street, not to Wall Street. And I heard him, this money's for Main Street, not for Wall Street. And as soon as he got his little greedy fingers on that money, they went to Wall Street. And the reason it went there was because Barney Frank specifically wrote the legislation so he could do whatever he wanted to with. There'd be no recriminations. He couldn't be prosecuted in any way for how he spent the money. But Barney Frank just forgot to put into that legislation that the money had to go to help the people who are losing their homes. And then suddenly, oh no, after telling us it was the home foreclosures that caused the problem, suddenly, well, we've got to give the money to my buddies on Wall Street. After all, we've got to get the financial markets working. But what did the Wall Street do with the money? They gave it to China. They gave it to India. They gave it to Dubai. They gave it to Spain. What is that going to do to help things here in the United States? Absolutely nothing, because they don't want to solve the problem. They want the problem because they intend to destroy this nation.
Well, you know, the Congress has just been spinning their wheels, frantically trying to look for a solution. And I want to repeat to your listeners, the reason they have to find a solution to this bonus problem is because the public will not stand for another bailout going to AIG, and they have trillions that still need to go to AIG to do this. So that's why they've got to solve this, and I'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
We'll be back in just a moment.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2009 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Festivities begin Wednesday, April the 8th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in Northland. Beth Messiah Band, Mishpacha Family Praise Dance, and the Intercourt Dancers will be there. Deadline for reservations, March the 25th, so call now, 1-800-205-6245, and get your reservations for Passover 2009 and Chag Sameach.
Your brother has it, your co-workers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. We're really talking, of course, trillions of dollars more for AIG. Where is the money coming from? Nobody out there in the audience is asking where the money's coming from. And, of course, as Joel pointed out, the Federal Reserve recently announced it's going to begin to simply monetize the debt. It's going to begin printing the money. There is no way a nation can survive if you debauch the currency. This is exactly what they're doing. They know what they're doing. There's not one person in a million in America who really understands the way you destroy a nation, destroy its currency, and they're doing that to America. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, the big task for the powers that be is they've got to pacify the public on these AIG bonuses. And they, first of all, tried to do a targeted tax in Congress on all these bonuses, and that turned out to be a bill of attainder and ex post facto law expressly prohibited by the Constitution. Then, you know, of course, we've been bombarded with the we had no choice arguments because this was, a legal contract, this is absolutely so ridiculous because, in fact, the company was insolvent, and any time you're insolvent, you have no obligation to pay those contracts. The executives have to get in line with all the other creditors to a company and go to the bankruptcy court and try to get their pennies on the dollar out of their legally contracted bonuses.
Hey, you know, last night I heard Barack Obama on the Jay Leno program saying, but, you know, we had to pay that because the contract was written so that we had to give, if we didn't give them the money, we had to give them three times as much. We had no alternative, you know, three times as much. And I say, right. I mean, here's a bankrupt company, but we're going to have to pay for it. The taxpayers are going to have to pay for it because somebody has a contract that's going to give them three times as much. Why not just go to, take them to court and say, sue me? Oh, we're a nation of laws, you know. A total, you know, and I wonder how many people in the audience listening to Jay Leno last night were taken in by the hypocrisy. And it was the beautiful example of hypocrisy by one of the most handsome, smiling, friendly, nice persons you've ever seen on television.
Well, you know, it's a show to deceive the people, just like George Bush was a show by the establishment to deceive the Christian conservatives, so Barack Obama puts the rest of the nation to sleep. But the big announcement, and this is the key to how they intend to defuse this, I believe, is AIG CEO Edward Liddy told a House committee that was outraged about this, that the executives and account managers had begun returning voluntarily all or part of the bonuses, totaling $165 million. Now, I don't believe this for a minute, Dr. Stan, unless they have a secret promise under the table that they'll make up these same bonuses to them after this all blows over. These are how unscrupulous men work, and they're foisting this upon the public. But, in fact, this is a brilliant move to deceive the public, because if the executives of AIG can be perceived as humble and penitent in voluntarily returning the money, it might well pave the way for more bailouts to AIG, and the public will be pacified.
And so, people have to realize that this, all of this money is going to AIG, and it's going to go to the other major banking concerns that created this problem intentionally to destroy the value of our currency, debauch our currency, and impoverish our people. There's no way out other than to let these organizations fail, and they say they're going to bring down the monetary system. Well, if we bail them out, they're going to bring down the monetary system. It's not that they're too big to fall. They're too big to maintain. Go ahead.
Yeah, this isn't an either-or choice. Either way leads to bringing down the monetary system. It's just one way is a little faster than the other.
Right.
So people have to realize that. In fact, if you're going to have to print money to bail this thing out, the best way to do it, let all of these banks fail, let all of these major AIG and derivatives, let them all fail. Then you'll have problems with some pension funds, you'll have them, but it's much cheaper to bail out. I mean, as a free market thing, I don't believe in bailing out anything. But I'm saying that it's cheaper in the long run simply to bail out the actual foreclosures and the actual pension funds than it is to keep bailing out these people. And this money, most of it is going overseas, as you said.
Right.
And, of course, you know, the powers that be would have rebellion on their hands with their compadres around the world because these people are part of this global financial network that has been built, and that's part of where they got all these huge fees. You know, where did all the money from AIG go? It went to these huge payouts to executives. I mean, this was a true Ponzi scheme. These people have walked away with more money than Bernie Madoff ever thought of walking away with.
Bernie doesn't look like such a bad guy after all.
And these people are still running the government. Sure. And, you know, as Paul Craig Roberts said, he said, you know, this whole thing about the bonuses is a diversion from the thousands time greater theft from taxpayers of the actual bailout itself. Nevertheless, it is a diversion that serves an important purpose because it has taught an inattentive American public that the elites run the government in their own private interest. And that's what is really true. And, you know, unfortunately, you have people faking it. You have Obama faking that he's concerned about this when he's part of it. You have Geithner claiming that he's not, you know, trying to protect American values. These people are lying. You have Barney Frank, you know, the avowed homosexual, one of the most evil congressmen in there, is claiming, you know, this isn't my fault, and yet he's a part of it.
And have you noticed how the media always goes to Barney Frank? I mean, they're the 450 congressmen, and they always go to Barney Frank for his opinion. I wonder why they focus their attention on Barney Frank and John McCain and, you know, and one or two others, and they never go to people like Ron Paul to see what they think.
Well, that's right. And it's, you know, you have so many wolves in sheep's clothing. You have Arlen Specter, who is a conspirator in the JFK assassination, you know, at least in the Warren Commission cover-up of that, who is claiming, you know, always to be a fiscal conservative fighting, but he always votes with the establishment. And John McCain, you know, has turned 180 degrees around. He would have been doing the same thing to Barack Obama. Now he's on the opposition. So are half the Republicans, and yet they went along with George Bush when he was doing these same things. People have to wake up and start to put on their thinking caps and start to be critical thinkers and stop believing in what government tells them.
It's all illusion. It's all delusion. We're out of time, Joel. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Not just Eros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland takes this time to remind all drivers to drive carefully and cautiously. Drive as though your life depends upon it, because a child's life often does. When you take to the road, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Remember, drivers don't drink and drive. Let's keep our children safe from harm. That's from Terry Madigan and her fine family and staff at Not Just Eros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoy our conversations with Joel every week. I know I always do. But you must understand, this whole financial crisis is a scam. And there's nothing new under the sun. The banks have been doing this really for centuries. We have a book. It's called The Coming Battle. The Coming Battle was written in 1895 by a lawyer named Mr. Wahlberg, who pointed out how the banks had done exactly the same thing. They had certainly tightened up credit, made it unavailable. They'd have periods where they'd make money readily available. Everybody would be so enthusiastic. They could borrow money. They could invest money. They could buy what they wanted to. They could make money, and then the banks would contract the credit, and they would simply take the people's homes and their farms and their factories. And it was a pattern over and over again prior to 1888, when this book was actually written. You need to get the book. You need to read it. You need to understand that there's nothing new under the sun. The banks have the ability to leverage 40-1. They have plenty of money to lend. They don't want you to know that. They are intentionally creating this contraction of credit. The small banks, of course, aren't in on the scam. It's simply the Federal Reserve has taken all of their money by paying interest rate. The banks, well, they don't want to lend money on the house because the price may go down. The value may go down. The small banks are in a bind. And now, of course, we're going to take what little funds they have, buy another assessment from the FDIC, because, of course, the FDIC is almost bankrupt. Your money in the bank, they're told it's guaranteed, but the FDIC doesn't have any money, and now the FDIC wants to take what money the smaller banks have, but they're not going to get it from the large banks that have trillions of dollars at their disposal. They're going to take it from the little mom-and-pop bank that, of course, many of them will go bankrupt, but don't you worry, they'll be bought up by the big banks, on pennies on the dollar, and that's how the game is played. You need to get my talk on the financial tsunami. It was given 3 years ago, but it's got a syllabus, important information to have. You need to get the book, The Money Creators. It was written in 1935 by Gertrude Coogan, who actually, they tried to suppress this book. We have it. It's available, telling about how the Federal Reserve created the Great Depression. And, of course, Ben Bernanke admitted that the other day on the 60-minute interview. But, of course, he created this depression, too. He's not telling you that he's in on the scam. He knows exactly what's going on. They just don't want the American people to realize that we're all going to be impoverished before this is over. And the old adage of he who loses the least wins is going to be the slogan for the day. And hope that you're one of those who loses the least. We're all going to lose before this is over. The other books we carry: The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, because it is a conspiracy, and Fiat Money Inflation in France, our little pamphlets on the history of money, our pamphlet on the financial meltdown, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. That's the book, The Coming Battle, The Money Creators, Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and, of course, The Fiat Money Inflation in France, My Talk on the Financial Tsunami, and the two pamphlets. One is the History of Money, the other is The Financial Meltdown. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Great information there. Get it. Help us to get the information out. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Office or commercial space for rent. Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586.